Tonight's shiur, reviewing the entire of Masechta Shabbos, or 30 seconds on each daf, is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Thank you for joining, and we will now begin with the first parak and daf beis. So, the very first parak of Shabbos discusses things that we're studying in Erevin as well, like Hotzah, taking something out from Rishus HaYachad, Dushus HaRabim, that's the Av Malacha. And in order to violate that melacha, you need an akira and a hanacha. You have to uproot it from the Mishus HaYachin and take it, put it down in the Mishus HaRabim, or vice versa. If you do an akira without a hanacha, or a hanacha without an akira, both people are exempt. Daf Gimel. Whenever you see in Maseches Shabbos the word putter, putter always means putter aval aser, except for three exceptions. Shmuel says there are three exceptions that are putter or mutter. One case was, you're sitting down at a house with a deer trapped inside. A second person comes and sits down, and then the first person leaves. The Gemara has a language of putter, but that's putter or mutter. And also, trapping a snake is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. We're going to speak a lot about malacha shein tzricha legufa, which we'll see in Machlokas Rashi and Tosus later on. But malacha shein tzricha legufa means where you don't want the purpose of the malacha, like digging a ditch and you don't want the ditch, you just want the dirt. Rabbi Shimon holds it's pater avalasa, that's the Rabbi Paskin. And the Chachamim permit this b'makom tzar. Similarly, so that's why it's pater u'mutter. And similarly, bursting a pus pimple, if it's to make a nice opening that air should go in and pus should come out, then it's an iser doraisa. But if it's to take out the pus only, it's really pater because in lakshen tzir gufa, because it's tzar, it is permissible. Daf Dalid. So we have Machlokas Achronim. Someone who bakes bread. You put bread on Shabbos at the very end of Shabbos, but it's not going to have time to bake by the time Shabbos is over. It's only going to bake after Shabbos. So the Rashash writes that you violate Shabbos. Just like if you plant on Shabbos, it's not going to grow for another year. But you violate. But the Minchas Chinuch disagrees. He says you don't violate because, as opposed to planting, where just sticking the seed is the malacha, baking, if it doesn't actually get baked, then it's not the malacha. Daf Hey. So we know that there's also an Isser, in addition to taking from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, there's also something called Mavir Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, which means carrying something for Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and you have to do an Akira before four and Hanacha after four. The Gemara distinguished between, let's say you stop in the middle of the four Amos, it depends why you stopped. If you stopped to adjust the package, that's not called stopping, and therefore you'd still be Chayev. But if you stopped to take a break, then that's a stop. At the end of four Amos is the opposite. If you stop to take a break at the end of four Amos, then you would be chayev. But if you stop to adjust the package, you would not be chayev. Let's say if you then put it down in a makom petor, you would not be chayev. Daf Vav. Now the four Rishiris of Shabbos, which of course are relevant to Erevin as well, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, and makom petor. Rishus HaRabim is 16 Amos wide, and according to some, also has to have 600,000 people. Rishus HaYachid is any place that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Carmelis is an Issur Midrabanim from Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. And an ocean is considered to be a Carmelis. A large open field is a Carmelis. And that's an Issur to be Metaltel even within a Carmelis 4 Amos Midrabanim. And to a Makom Petur, that's the fourth Rishus, like to place something down on a hydrant. That's a nice thing to do if you're carrying on Shabbos. Keep walking and put it down on a fire hydrant. That's considered to be a makom petur, and it would be totally mutter to place something down there. Daf Zayin. There is no carmelis less than 4 tefachim wide. A carmelis has to be more than 4 tefachim. If it's less than 4 tefachim, it's considered to be a makom petur. A Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up to the sky. Even 100 amos tall is a Rishus HaYachid. But a Rishus HaRabim stops after 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim is considered to be a makom petur. Daf ches. Anything that's aser midrabanan mishum shavus, the rabbis did not decree that Bein Hashmashos. So when one of my kids was in the hospital this year and it was a serious issue, so the rabbi said, if you have to take a cab back from the hospital, even if you're after Shkia, you're still okay, because it's only Derabbanan. You have the whole Bein Hashmashos, if it's a serious issue, to get back home. They were finished with them in the hospital. So Bein Hashmashos, there's no Isurim Derabbanan. Mishum Shvus, Bein Hashmashos. Daf Tes. Some things are usher to do before you daven Mincha because we're afraid maybe the time of Mincha will pass. You're not allowed to take a haircut, the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to take a bath or go to a tanner. And you're not allowed to eat a meal. You're not allowed to engage in a court case. If you started it, you don't have to stop. But you do have to stop for Kriya Shema, because that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and not for tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua holds tefillas arvis is reshus, because it was instituted opposite haktaras, the burning of the limbs and fats of the carbon tamid done at night, which don't prevent the kapara from happening, and therefore tefillas arvis is reshus. Even Rabbi Yeshua, you shouldn't miss Meir for nothing, because Yaakov instituted it, and Yaakov did not, the Ran says, the Yaakov didn't institute it for us to be mevatel it. If you started a meal or a dvar mitzvah, so then you don't have to stop. Daf Yud. What about wearing a belt during davening? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Hikon l'kras elokecha Yisrael, that you're supposed to wear a belt. But Tosis writes, in the name of the Machzor Vitri, that's only in their times when they used to wear a tunic, so you didn't want your heart to see your erva, so you needed a belt. But nowadays, people wear underwear, so it's not a problem. However, the Rush disagrees, and the Rush says even nowadays, you have to wear a belt because of Hikon Nekras Elokecha Yisrael. You also have to wear shoes for Hikon. Now, Rava saw Rav Hamnuna davening a very long Shmona Esrei, and he was very upset with him. He said, people are stopping Chaye Olam Torah study and dealing with Chaye Sha'a, davening. So you see from this that davening is considered to be crucial for a person to live. You have to daven in order to live. It's Chaye Sha'a. And Rav said a person should never favor one of his kids on Daf Yud because of a little extra garment that Yaakov gave Yosef, Klal Yisrael had to spend 200 years in Egypt. Because of a little favoritism that a father showed one son. Peladik and Gemar. Yud Aleph. I'll take any evil in the world, but not a bad wife. A bad wife, because if you have a bad wife, then nothing will ever be good for you. So said the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph. And someone who's Taraso Naso doesn't have to stop learning for davening. That's what the Gemara said. Unbelievable. We don't follow that halacha lemaisa, but for Shema you have to stop. But if you're learning all day long in Kailal, you don't even have to stop for Shachar's Mincha Maariv. That's the simple Pshat Gemara. We don't follow that opinion. And you're not supposed to carry things on Erev Shabbos because we're afraid. You got to check your pockets Erev Shabbos before you're going to carry on Shabbos. Yud Beis. Later on, we have a Mishnah Tzadi Gimel, Machlokas Rashi and Tosa. I mentioned before about Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa. Rashi says, what's a Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa? You don't want the result. Like you have a smelly dead body in your house. You want him out. It's not because you want him outside. You just don't want him inside. That's a malach shein tzrich l'gufa. Taisa says it's when you want a malacha for a different purpose than they had in the Mishkan. So according to Tosfos, they made this special pocket for the Zav to cover his aver so that he shouldn't get dirty. It's a malach shein tzrich l'gufa carrying that. Even if you need it to count the re'ios, you could just do that sitting down. You don't need to carry it outside. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You're not allowed to make shiduchim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about shiduchim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire a Rebbe or hire somebody to teach your kid an umnus. And you're not allowed to do mnicham aveilam on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to do bikur cholam on Shabbos. So you shouldn't get tsar. We don't follow any of these opinions. Beis Hillel says it's mutter because chafatzecha asurim. But Chefze Shamayim, to do things that are mitzvahs, we pass in our mutter. Yud Gimel. Just like it's usur to have chicken on the same table as cheese, so too it's usur for a person to sleep in the same bed as his wife when she is a nida, even if they're in separate clothing, because it's a bigger yitzahara for that than for the chicken and the cheese. And it's also chashash isa doraisa, and chicken and cheese is only drabanan. There were 13 things. Excuse me. 18 things. Daf Yud Gimel. 18 things that they established the halacha like Beis Shammai, even though usually we follow Beis Hillel. There were 18 things, and I'm not going to count all 18 of them, that they decided on in the attic of Hanani ben Chizkiah. But we'll mention a few of them. Yud Dalet. Originally, they used to keep all the Sifrei Kodesh in the Aron Kodesh near the Truma. And the rats would eat the Truma, and they would eat the Sifrei Kodesh. That's why the rabbis decreed Tuma on the Svarim, so they shouldn't put the Svarim next to the Truma. Otherwise, the Truma become Tame. So the rabbis decreed it. And that's why you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah even nowadays. The Gemara says in Yud Dalet, if you touch the Sefer Torah while it's naked, you're going to be buried naked without a mitzvah. Doesn't mean without any mitzvah. It means without the mitzvah of learning the Torah if you touch the klaf, or without the mitzvah of Galila. That's what Tosis says. And Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan decreed Tumah outside of Eretz Yisrael because of a chashash, maybe a goy was buried there. Tesvav. Shammai says, when a woman sees blood, she's only in Nida from that moment. Hillel says, she's Tame retroactively from the last time she checked. And Chachamim say, like neither of them, it's whichever is more recent, 24 hours or the last time she checked. Tez Zayin. If a person places a kli underneath a dripping pipe that got rainwater off the roof, doesn't matter what the kli is made out of, even if it's a stone kli that's not makabel tuma, that water is considered to be mayim she'uvim and passes the mikvah. Yud Zayin, if a person was walking along the road and it got dark, it's getting Shabbos time, so one of the 18 things they decreed is better to give the wallet to a guy and don't carry it even less than 2 amas at a time. That was one of the 18 things they decreed. Beis Shammai says you're only allowed to soak the dyes so that they finish soaking Erev Shabbos. But Beis Hillel says you're allowed to even soak it Erev Shabbos even if it finishes on Shabbos. What would the potential issur of creating the dyes is? The Rambam says Tzoveya, and the Ravid said Lush. We'll speak a little bit about Lush. Daf Yud Ches. Let's say you're making dough, so one person can put in the flour, and the second person puts in the water. So this whoever puts it in last is chayav for lush. Rebbe holds you chayav for lush, just putting flour and water together. Rebbe Yisrael says, no, you're not chayav until you mix them together. And because of this Shitas Rebbe, so you have a problem making guacamole on Shabbos. If you pour oil into the guacamole, even though it's not, if it's just pure oil, you may have a problem of lush. That's what some people say, pouring water into avocado, making guacamole, could be a problem of lush. Yud Tes. The Gemara says you're not allowed to mail a letter in the hands of a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos unless you made a specific amount of money. If you kitzet slow dumb, then you're allowed to. Halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Akiva Willig Paskins, you are allowed to put a letter in the mailbox on Erev Shabbos even 5 minutes before Shabbos. Now, you're not allowed to travel in a boat 3 days before Shabbos. But for a mitzvah, you're allowed to do that. Now, what's the reason? 4 opinions in Rishonim. What's the problem with traveling with a boat on Shabbos? Rabbi Nechanan says a problem of tchum. The Rif says it's a bittel of oneg Shabbos because you're going to get seasick. The Baal Amor writes, it's a dangerous thing to do, and you're going to be in a situation of pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos, and that's dechuya, not hutra. And Tosa says, we're afraid maybe you're going to build a raft. You're not allowed to. So the 4 shittas Rishonim, why you're not allowed going to boat on Shabbos. Chaf. Rashi says that we have a pasuk losavau esh b'chol moshav seichem b'yom haShabbos, but you are allowed to burn the limbs and the fats of Friday's carbon tumet on Shabbos. Ask the Rishonim to ask Tosus, but the Gemara later on says olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. You're only allowed to burn from a Shabbos carbon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to burn Friday night Friday's carbon. So Tosfos says it means if they didn't start on Erev Shabbos. But if they start on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to continue it on to Shabbos. There's a machlokas where we showed him if on a weekday you're allowed to burn at night the limbs from the day before if you didn't start them. It's a machlokas where we showed him. Second parak, Bava Madlikim. We're still on Daf Chaf. There's a mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Some say it's the din of Oneg Shabbos. Hadlakas Ner is Oneg Shabbos because you don't want to eat in the dark. People don't like eating when they can't see the food. That gives a geschmack to the taste when you can see it. So if you have no lights, problem of Oneg. Some say it's Kavod Shabbos. We light candles. The Beis HaLevi, there's a steer in the Rambam. One place the Rambam says it's Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos usually things doing Erev Shabbos. You take a shower, you clean the house, that's Kavod Shabbos. On Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi says, Svei Dinim, classic Brisker Torah. They're both true. Lighting Shabbos candles has both aspects of Kavod and Oneg. Chaf Aleph. Rav Huna says that wicks and oils that the rabbi said you're not allowed to use for Shabbos, you're also not allowed to use for Chanukah, not on a weekday of Chanukah, and not on Shabbos Chanukah. That must be because you hold Kavsa Zakukla, so you don't want it to blow out. Umutter Lishtamish La'ora, you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles on Shabbos, so we're afraid you're going to adjust it. Rav Chista says, no, you could do it on the weekday, but not Shabbos. He holds Kavsa Ein Zakukla, so we're not worried about it on a weekday, but Mutter Lishtamish La'ora, we are worried about it on Shabbos. Rabbi Zera says, no, you're allowed to light on Chanukah both weekday and Shabbos. He holds Kavsa Ein Zakukla and Asa Lishtamish La'ora. Why are you not allowed to use the Chanukah candles according to those who are not allowed to use it? Either because we want it to be a hecker that you lit them for Chanukah and not just for light. The Baal HaMor, the Rashba, says it's like the Neiros of the Migdash, who was instituted for the Neiros of the Migdash. Others say it's Bizui Mitzvah, since it's a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, you're not supposed to use it. And others say it's Mukta, Huktzul Mitzvaso. Now the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Daf Chafalf, is Ner Ishu Beso. Mahadrin is Ner for each person. The candle, Mahadrin, Minna Mahadrin. Beis Shammai says 1 up to 8. 8 to 1. Beis Hillel says 1 up to 8. Most of Holech, Machlogos HaMaroyim. One say it's Kenegan, the Yom HaNechnasin, the Yom HaYotzim. And one say it's Pareacha, go down, or Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin. Chaf Beis. A Ner Chanukah above 20 Amos is puzzled like Sukkah and Mavoy. Erevin reference. And right after that, the Gemara says that the boar that they threw Yosef into had, it was Ein Bo Mayim, but had snakes and scorpions. So the Achronim say, because below 20 Amos, he can't see. That's why those two things are next to each other. Had Ruvain known, it said he was trying to save him. Had he known there were Nechashim and Akravim, he never would have thrown him into that pit. Ner Chanukah, you light on the left, and Mezuzah on the right, so you're surrounded by mitzvahs. Chaf Gimel. Women are obligated Ner Chanukah, Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. What does that mean? Either they were included in the saving of the miracle, or no, they actually caused the miracle. That's what Taisus says, quotes a Rashbam, that the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol fed cheese to the head of the Greeks. And that's why some people have accustomed to eat cheese on Chanukah. And when you're making the Ner Chanukah, you make the bracha Asher Kedusham Mitzvah Tzivanu. Ask the Gemara, how can you say Tzivanu? How can Hashem commanded us? So the Gemara says, Lo Sasor or Sha'al Avicha V'Yagedcha. Now, let's say you only have enough money for Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos. You do Ner Shabbos. Why? Shalom Bayis. It's the most important thing. Let's say you only have enough money for your Shabbos candles or Kiddush. Ner Shabbos, Shalom Bayis. What about Ner Chanukah and Kiddush? Then Ner Chanukah is more important per Sumei Nisa. Chaf Dalet. So the Gemara seems to say, you don't say Al Anisim, it's not a Chiyuv. Should you mention Chanukah in benching? The conclusion of the Gemara, there's no obligation. But if you do it, you do it in Hodah, like in Tefillah. The Meiri, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say, even though the Gemara says there's no Chova, nowadays we have accepted upon ourselves as a Chova. But you do not repeat benching if you forget it, because the Gemara says it's not a Chova. Chaf Hei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Lai would wear tzitzis on his sadin, on his linen garment, l'kavod Shabbos. His students didn't do this, and they were embarrassed. They were hiding the fact. Beis Shammai says you don't wear sadin mitzitzis because it's shatnez. But Beis Hillel says, what do you mean? Asay docha lo sasay, right? Lo sil bashatnez and gedilim taselach. But the Talmidim held that there's an isser derabbanan gzeira mishum ksus laila. We're afraid you're going to wear the shatnez at night. Machlokas Tosis in the Rambam. Tosis in the Rosh hold that a day ksus that you wear at night is chayiv in tzitzis. But the Rambam says, no. Even if you wear the day garment at night, any garment you wear at night is exempt from tzitzit machlokas tos in the Rambam. Chavav. Many Tanaim held, you're not allowed to light Shabbos candles with all kinds of oils. Tzari, anything that comes out of a tree. You need fruit. They say gasoline is no good. Shemen dagim is no good. Some people say they only have shemen zayis. Rabbi Yochanan again stood up and said, what are you going to do all these places that don't have it? They don't have shemen zayis. Rather, only what the Chacham said not to use. Everything else is mutter. However, mitzvah min amuvchar is to light Shabbos candles with olive oil, shemen zayis. Chav zayin. Regular begging in the Torah, stam begging, there was a tzemer of fish and wool and linen. So one opinion says, so machlok is amorayim. Well, let's say you have a garment that's neither wool nor linen, is that chayv and tzitzis? So, from the fact that it says, lo sil bashani semru pishim gilum tasalach, some say it's only wool and linen that's chayv and tzitzis. Others say from the drasha, hakanaf min kanaf, even not the way it's machok smachaba ramon the shulchan aruch. That's why Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Mishabur writes, it's better to wear wool tzitzis. But they say in the name of the gra, the gra used to be makbid davka, not to wear wool tzitzis, to show that the Ramah, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, even non-wool tzitzis is chayiv. Chaf ches. Suffolk in the Gemara, whether or behema tumea is metame tumas oil or not. The question boils down to the Gemara, whether or not the tachash that was in the times of Moshe was tahor or tummy. The conclusion of the Gemara is that a tachash was a barrier b'fnei atzma. It was only around time in a Mishkan. It was like a unicorn. It had one horn. That was a simon tahara. The parshas of the tefillin have to be written from or behema tahora, and so to the batim. The shin of the tefillin is halacha Moshe Misinai. Tefillin have to be squares halacha Moshe Misinai. The black straps halacha Moshe Misinai have to be from behema tahora. Chaf tes. Rabbi Yehuda holds of mukta. So he says, you're allowed to burn on Yontif, not only Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, but if the Kli breaks, that's Nolad. But Rabbi Shimon holds that you are allowed to use Shivrei Kalim. This is the Machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon throughout all of Shabbos. Whether or not, if something was destined for one purpose, and now on Shabbos you repurpose it for a different purpose, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's Mukta, it's Nolad. Rabbi Shimon says, okay, similarly, are you allowed to burn, use for a fire on Yontif, pits of dates, tamar, tamarim, garine tamarim. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter because it's royal machal behema. Even though when Shabbos started it was machal adam, now it's machal behema. Rabbi Shimon says that's not a problem of mukta. Rabbi Yehuda says it is mukta. Daf lamed. David seemed to have sinned with Bathsheba. The pasuk says he sinned. Hashem forgave him, but he only told the world about it after David died, because he opened the doors of the base hamikdash in David's zechus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David he was going to die on Shabbos. So David was learning the whole Shabbos that Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. Finally had to pull shtick to get to scare him with the orchard in the back. Lamed, also Kohels, there's contradictions. It says Simcha's bad, and it says Simcha's good. Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the Gemara says, Ein Shechina Shorah lo mitoch atzvos, when you're sad, the Shechina can't be with you. Only mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah, like it says, Vahiyalav Kimenagain, that's why you got to daven, you got to be besimcha, stand in front of Hashem. Lamed Aleph. A ger came to convert to Shammai that he would teach him the whole Torah while standing on one foot. Shammai chucked him. Hillel said to him, whatever you don't want to do, don't do to your friend. Some say it means the Hashem. Whatever Hashem, you wouldn't want to do, don't do to Hashem. Some say no, it really means ben adam l'chaveiro. When a person's going to die, they're going to ask him six questions. Were you honest in business? Did you set aside time for learning like the Daf Yomi? Did you raise good children? Did you look forward to Mashiach? Pilpalta b'chachma. Did you discuss deep things? Hevanta davar mitoch davar. Did you look beyond the surface and things? Lamed Beis. Rabbi Yanai says a person should never stand in a makom sakana and say, oh, they'll do a miracle for me. Maybe they won't do a miracle. And if they do a miracle, they're going to detract from your zechuyos. Lamed Gimel. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Shvichas Damim. And because of Gilei Ra'as, Avodah Zarah, Shemitim, and Yovelos, Gullus comes to the world and other people get thrown in our land. Nivel Peh is terrible. A lot of tsaras happen. Everyone knows why people get married, but if you talk about it, even you had a gzar din of 70 years, it gets ripped up for you. On Daf Lamed Gimel, you had the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son in the cave for 12 years. They came out and burned up the world. Hashem said, go back for another 12 months. Then they calmed down. Lamed Dalet. Three things a person needs to say Erev Shabbos in his house in Chashecha. Isartem, did you take Maisa Ratem Likusaneh? The Gemara says, well, you have to say it B'nichusa. And one of the Amorim thought of this on his own. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Hatmana at all, even something that's going to retain the heat. But Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to put something, enclose something, something's going to retain the heat, but not something that's going to increase the heat. Shema Yatim Berebetz. Bein Hashmashos is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, and therefore we're Machmer both sides. Lamed Hey, the Baha'i quote in Shulchan Aruch says that if a woman lights candles, she accepts Shabbos. The Ran quotes this from, proves this from Argamar Lamed Hey, from the fact that it says you have to wind your tefillin up before Hadlakas Neiros. But the Rashba, the Raman, says the opposite, because it says you're allowed to do things after Hadlakas Neiros. The Shulchan Aruch does a Pshara. She can make a condition if she doesn't want to accept Shabbos with it. Lamed Vav. Kli shemalachto le'iser, like a hammer, or a scissors, or a pen. It's machlokas ravan abaye. We paskin, you are allowed to move that on Shabbos. Letzorach gufa, letzorach makoma, but not mechama letzel. The third perek. Let's move a little quicker. Perek kira. We're still on daf lamed vav. The machlokas Chananya and Chachamim, are you allowed to put something on a fire erev Shabbos, which was not no blech, but it was already cooked k'machal ben drusay? How much is machal ben drusay? The Rambam says half, Rashi says a third. Lamed Zayin, Tosas holds that you're not allowed to put a cooked pot of food next to a fire, but you are allowed to put it next to the oven because you have the wall blocking. Lamed Ches. Let's say you took something off the fire. Are you allowed to put it back on the fire on Shabbos? You have to have three conditions. It has to still be in your hand. It has to be fully cooked. And when you took it off, you have to have intention to give it back. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, even if it's not suspended in your hand, if it's on the counter but your hand is still on it, you're allowed to put the cholent pot back on the fire on Friday night after the ganavim stole the cholent. Good times. Odin b'yado means even when it's even on the counter. Lamites. So we know Kli Rishon cooks, a Kli Sheni is Einu Mavasha. What about if you're poor from a Kli Rishon? The Rashbam says Iri Kli Rishon is Kli Sheni. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a Kli Rishon. According to one opinion of the Gemara, Chame Tiveria is told also Or, because it passes by the opening of Gehenim. The Ramban says, you see from this that Gehenim is really hot, not just spiritually hot, it's really hot. Daf Mem. Chamin, that was hot water heated up Erev Shabbos. You're allowed on Shabbos use hot water to wash only Panav Yad V'Raglav, but you can't take a bath even with water heated up Erev Shabbos, Gzeres HaBalanim, because the bathhouse owners were wicked. Kli Sheni ain't a Mavashel, but Kale Abishel, it is Mavashel. Kli Shlishi is not Mavashel, so this Mishnah Berurah says you can make tea in a Kli Shlishi with a tea bag. Rabbi Willig says, no, tea is Kalei Abishel. You can't even make it in a Kli Shlishi. You got to use sense. You're not allowed to think Torah in a bathroom. But if someone needs to know the halacha, you're allowed to teach them the halacha. Mem Aleph. The Gemara quotes that Rabbi Yehuda held, it's usher to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. From the Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Bavela yuvo v'sham yiyu. Wait in Babel for Mashiach. Rabbi Zeira thought it was ridiculous. What do you mean? That's only for the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash have to stay there. But people, you're allowed to make Aliyah. And the Sheol Satshuvah Shuas Malko explains Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that only if you went up with Ezra you can go to Eretz Yisrael, but if you stuck in Babel, you didn't go with Ezra, you're not allowed to. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zeira, they did not go up with Ezra. Mem Beis. The Gemara implies that there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni as far as water is concerned. Lehalacha, you're allowed to put a lot of cold water into a little hot water in a kli sheni as long as it doesn't get to 110 degrees. But you're not allowed to put a lot of hot water in a little bit of cold water to heat it up to Yatza Ledespo, even in a kli sheni. Which is why I asked Rabbi Willig in the BMW chat this week, even if you have sense, if the sense is room temperature, are you allowed to put that into hot water? What, isn't that cooking the sense? He didn't answer yet. Someone tell him he's got to answer that. I do that every Shabbos. Of course, I thought you have to have sense. I didn't know the sense has to be hot. Okay, we'll see. Well, hopefully he'll answer before this Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says, Kale Abishal, you're not even allowed to put in a kli sheni. We hold Yesh Bishal Achar Afia. And are you allowed to put bread? Are you allowed to dip your challah in your soup on Shabbos? It's Kale Abishal, Yesh Bishal Achar Afia. Bread is Kale Abishal. So what's the deal? So the answer is, since you have a ladle, the ladle is in it, it goes from the soup pot into the ladle, into your pot, so it's a kli shlishi. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to put mandolin or bread in your soup, because it's a kli shlishi. But if it will be a kli sheni, it might be a problem. Rav Salvechik held you're allowed to dip a tea bag even into a kli sheni. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Mishbrua, says kli shlishi. And Rabbi Willick holds, even a kli shlishi, you can't dip it in. Mem Gimel. The Rambam quotes three reasons for the Isser Muktzah. Without Muktzah, it would look like a regular day, the rest of the week. You could touch everything. Muktzah is the number two is Muktzah, so we shouldn't violate Isurim with the Kalim. And three is people who don't work need some hecker that it's Shabbos. The Ravid says we're afraid you're going to carry it. Four reasons. Something was Muktzah ben Hashmashos is Muktzah for all of Shabbos. If it wasn't Muktzah ben Hashmashos, then it became Muktzah. Then it wasn't again. It's Mutter. Let's pass that way in Shulchan Aruch. Tiltel menatzad, the Gemara seems to apply, is tiltel. Tosis asks later on, says it's not tiltel. Tosis makes the distinction between tiltel for the sake of the muktzah is no good, but we pass in tiltel menatzad is okay. Mem dalid, you're not allowed to carry a lit candle on Shabbos. Maybe you'll extinguish it, or maybe it's a busis. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon argue at muktzah machmas mius. Rav Shimon says it's no problem. Mem, hey, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. We're afraid you're going to rip off a branch. You're not allowed to take oil out of a lit candle, either because it's extinguishing it, because you're causing it to burn out faster, or you're weakening it. Tosis writes Tosis, there's a collector's item opinion in Tosis, that a baby chick is not muktzah because you could use it to pacify a child on Shabbos. Unbelievable collector's item. We don't hold that way. We hold all balachayim and muktzah. Mem vav. Tosis asks, there's stiras in the Gemara, there's a binyan and stira bekalim. Is there binyan and stira bekalim? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a 16-page tshuva about opening up bottles on Shabbos. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held that opening up a milk carton is an isur d'oraisa, a heter gomer. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says Issa D'oraisa, or maybe the other way around. But one of them held it's making a Pesach Yofa. This depends on the issue of Binyan and Stira V'Kalim. There's an Issa for a woman to walk outside in Rishus HaRabim with her jewelry on. We're afraid she's going to take it off and show it to her friends and carry it. Some say even in a chutzit that has an Eruv, because we're afraid she's going to carry Rishus HaRabim. Mem Zayin. Bus, what if you have a drawer in your house that has muktzah items and non-muktzah items? Are you allowed to open the drawer for the... You have a can opener in there, but it's your junk drawer. You also have muktzah. So the question is, which is the ikker? It's a busis ladavar ha'asar ve'hamutter. We classify it by which is the more chashuv thing in the drawer. Is the muktzah more chashuv or the non-muktzah chashuv? Fourth perek, Bamet Tomnin, Daf Memches. The Gemara says that if you open up your collar on Shabbos, you're chayv achat mishemakim bepatish. Ask the Gemara, how come you're allowed to open up a magufas chavitz? Says the Gemara, the this is chibur and this is eno chibur. That's why you're allowed to open up a bottle cap on Shabbos, because it's two separate things. It's eno chibur. Mem tes. The Gemara says, tefillin require guf naki, like Elisha bal knafayim. Abaye says it means you're not allowed to pass gas while wearing tefillin. Rav is not allowed to sleep. Why'd they call him Elisha Baal Knafayim? Because he was Moser Nefesh for the tefillin. Right? The guy asked him, what do you have in your hands? He said, a Yonah, a bird. and a miracle happened. Tosis asks, why didn't he give up his life? So some say, because it was a Shas HaShemad, he should have given up his life. Some say that you don't have to wear tefillin all day long. That's just a chumri. You don't have to wear it. Plenty of people don't wear tefillin, so you don't have to give up your life for that. The Gra says he took it off so they shouldn't become a bizayon. Daf Nun. We learned that Daf Nun, Nazir can wash his hair and rub his hair with his hands, but he can't comb it because we're afraid that hair is going to come out and Nazir's not allowed to get a haircut. It's a davashen miskaven, but it's a psik reshe. And even Rabbi Shimon agrees it's a psik reshe. That's why, are you allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos? Depends. You got to do the test with the brush. That's why I'm still using the same brush for 20 years, because the first time I brushed my hair 5 times, nothing came out. Boom. 20 years. Not a psik reshe. One time it happened, it didn't work. So there we go. Fifth perek, Baba Behema, Daf Nun Aleph. If you didn't cover over the pot Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to cover over pot on Shabbos because it's Hatmana on Shabbos with Dover Amam and Hemel. We're afraid maybe you'll find it cold and you'll heat it up. A person is commanded not to have his behema do malacha. Your behema is not allowed to do malacha. But your animal is allowed to rip grass up because that's for itself. That's not usher. It's only what he does for you. And carrying something that we use to watch him, that's not considered to be a masa. But if it's not for watching more, if it's just to beautify the animal, an animal's not allowed to walk around on Shabbos something to beautify him, because we don't believe in beautifying animals. Nun Beis. A cow is not allowed to go out with a ritsua, a ribbon, on its horns. One opinion says, Linoi is usser, but to watch it is mutter. The other opinion says, even to watch it, is usser. Kol akelim yardim de tumasim b'machshava. If you're not sure whether you're finished with the kli, but you think, okay, I'm finished, so then it's makabel tuma. But it only leaves it, you have to do an action to it. Nun gimel. There's a machlokas tanoim, whether or not there's an isser refuah for an animal, or we gozer shchicha samamonim. We pass like a Rav Hoshaya, there is no problem of refuah by an animal. An animal's not so chashiv. We're not worried you're gonna be mechal Shabbos. Nun dalid. The cow of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah went out with the ritzua shebein karneh, and the rabbis were very upset about that. The Gemara says it wasn't his cow; it was his neighbor's cow, but it was called his because he wasn't meicha. The Rishami says it was his wife's cow. Nun hey. The Gemara implies that you have to give tochacha, even if the other guy's not going to listen to you. Tosfos says no. It's only if he might listen to you, but if he's for sure not going to listen to you, mutav shiushogin value mezidin. The Gra says, even if he's for sure not going to accept the tochacha, you got to give him tochacha. He shouldn't say, oh, you never told me. The Gemara implies that according to Shmuel, tama zechus avos. Rabbi Yochanan says, lo tama zechus avos. Tosfos says, even according to Shmuel, even though it's tama zechus avos, but it's lo tama bris avos, that will never be done. And that's why in Shmuel Esrei Yitzel Kavram Yitzchak Vin Yaakov. Nun Vav. The simple pshat in the Pesukim is that David had relations with an Eshes Ish. The Gemara says this is a mistake, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. And if Hashem was with him, it couldn't be that he made such a mistake. Rather, he wanted to have relations with an Eshes Ish, but it didn't end up happening. The Gemara explains that all the soldiers used to write a get to their wives. Rashi explains, David wanted to have relations before she got the get, but in the end, he had relations after she got the get. The Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash explain that had David intended for an Aveira, even if he didn't do it, it would have been considered an Aveira. The Gemara in Kedushin says, right, if you violate, it's considered to be a sin, if you intended to do an Aveira. The Rasha says they wrote a get al Tanai. If he dies, she'd be Megureshes L'Mafreya. So at the time he had relations with her, she was actually married. But later on, it became retroactive that she wasn't married. All these cunts to figure out how David, what was the deal there with David's sin. Perek Vav, Daf Nun Zayin. Something that's considered to be carrying and not a tachshit, or not a jewelry, a woman is not allowed to walk out of Rosh Hasharab and be Doraisa. But if it's a garment, so some things the rabbi said she shouldn't take out, because we're afraid she'll show it off. Other things they said she can. Nunches. The bell of an animal is not mekabel tuma because an animal does not have a takshet shel noy. But a bell on a human being is mekabel tuma. A bell of a baby that you took out the inbal, that's the clanker, so it's not mekabel tuma. But if it belongs to a gadol, even if the inbal was taken out, it is mekabel tuma. Either because it's easy to return it, or because you could drink from it. Nun tes. Three opinions about an ear shell zahav, that's a takshet that a woman would wear. One opinion says chayv chatas, it's a masoi, because it's to remember the churban. Some say pater avalasar, because maybe she'll show it off. Some say it's mutar l'chadchila, because an isha chashuva would wear it, and therefore she doesn't have to show it to her friends. Samach. It's usher to walk out on Shabbos with only one shoe on. Two explanations in Rashi. Either they're going to be choshe that you're going to be carrying the other one, or they'll make fun of you and they'll cause you to take that one off. Samach Aleph. The Gemara concludes, and that's halacha lemaisa, a yirei shemayim first puts on his right shoe, then puts on his left shoe, then tie the left, then tie the right. But a lefty should tie the left shoe first. Machlokas aposkim, do you have to put your right sleeve in first? When you're in the shower, should you wash your right arm first? I started doing that in the shower, washing my right arm first because it is Gemara. And the Gemara, the Rishonim also say you should wash your head first. First you wash your head. Samach Beis. Machlokas Tanoim. Is tefillin a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? Because we don't wear tefillin at night and on Shabbos. Rab Meir says it's not zman grama because you're allowed to wear tefillin at night and on Shabbos. Same story, machlokas tanaim and erev and daf ayin. Michal bas shol, she used to wear tefillin. And the Meir writes, even though it's zman grama, women are allowed to wear tefillin. Because women are allowed to volunteer to do a mitzvah zman grama. Tosfos disagrees because it's hard for a woman to keep the guf naki. And the Ramah passes in the Shulchan Aruch, we should not allow the women to wear tefillin. Samach Gimel. Shmuel, even if a person thinks to do a mitzvah but he couldn't do it, the Torah considers him as if he did it. The Gemara tells that learning Torah b'chavrusa is better than learning alone. And Shmuel says there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach except for Shibud Malchias. So there are going to be wars, but just the Jews won't have wars. Rav Chiya bar Abba says no. Even B'Yemos HaMashiach there are going to be no wars. But Olam Haba Ayin Lo Rasa. The Mashar writes there's different Olam Habas. There's Olam Haba, which is the Olam HaNashamos, and then there's Yemos HaMashiach, which is going to be different than that Olam Haba. Samach Dalet. Rav Shesha says that by Geulei Midyan, the Torah equates the jewelry that the woman wears outside with the jewelry that she wears in the Mokum Znus to teach us that if a person stares at a woman's pinky for pleasure, it's as if he stared at the private parts of a woman. That's staring for pleasure. But staring not for pleasure is permitted in places in a woman's body that are normally uncovered. Places that are normally covered, even not for pleasure, is forbidden to stare. Samach Dalit still. Rav Yehuda Merav says, any place that the rabbis asked Maris Ayin, even in private, you're not allowed to do. Tosfos says in Ksubas that that's only where there's a chashash that there would be an Issa Doraisa, like doing laundry, our case. However, if there's a chashash to Rabbanon, then it's only Asr in public, but not in private. Samachay. The Mishnah and the Gemara seem to say that a woman is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with salt in her mouth for good breath. It says that way in Shulchan Aruch. It's for refuah. Shlomo Zalman Orbach is matir to carry a medicine for a sick person. Maybe they'll need it in a karmelis through a shinoi. Samach Vav. Rab Meir says that a person with crutches is allowed to walk out with a crutch. Rab Yossi says it's usser. The Gemara implies that there's no problem of refuah with something that you're not going to come to grind. We don't hold that way. Samach Zayin. The Gemara quotes a number of psukim that say when a person... The Gemara quotes a bunch of psukim you're supposed to say when a person is sick. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? In Shavuot says, you're not allowed to be mistrapping with divrei Torah. So Tosfos says that there was a sakanas nefashos, they permitted. The Meiri says, if the ikar refor is through Torah, then you can't do it. But here it wasn't the ikar refor. A mitzora has to call out, I'm tame. So people should daven for him. Rashi says that they should stay away from him. And he doesn't daven for himself because ein chavish matar atzmei sa'asurim. The Yin Yaakov writes, since he spoke Lashon Hara, people aren't going to accept his tefillah. So you see from that people who talk Lashon Hara, once you defile your matar, Hashem doesn't listen to your tefillahs. Bereshis Medrash Rabbah says that the best person to daven for a chola is the chola himself. Perek Klal Gadol, the seventh perek, Samach Ches. Mido Raisa, there's a chi of Meiser only Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. Wine and oil. Midrabanan, even on fruit and vegetables. As long as it's machal adam, not machal behema. The Rambam says any plants that are eaten, perse ilan are all chayav maiser midoraisa. Only vegetables are midrabanan. Samach tes. Tchumin, Rabbi Kiva holds in his doraisa. Chacham say drabanan. If someone was walking in the desert, he doesn't know what day Shabbos is. Rav Huna says 6 days and then Shabbos, so they shouldn't forget Shabbos. Chiya Bar Rav says Shabbos first and then 6 days. And he's not allowed to do malacha any day except for today Parnasasa. Daf Ayin. The Gemara quotes three sources for Chiluk Malachas on Shabbos. Mechalaleha Mos Yumas. Lo Sivaru Eish Chalon Zdechim. Havara is Lechalik Yasas. Va'asa Me'achas Mehena. The Ramah quotes nowadays, if a person violates an aver that does chatas, he should give tzedaka. Because the Gemara, in our Gemara, says that yumas means mamon. How much, all the shiurim of Shabbos are all grogerous, right? Hotzah is a dried out fig. That's the amount that you can't carry food on Shabbos. Ayin Aleph. If you eat chelev, two kizesim of chelev, you only chayev one carbon chatas. Chelev, dam, pigel, no sir, you chayev a chatas on each one. Ayin beis. If a person intends to lift up something that was detached from the ground, and he ended up chatachas amachubur, pater. But if you intended to cut the talush, and you cut the machubur, rabbis says pater, abayis says chayev. So there's a machlokas harishonim. Does this mean that you intended to cut this one and this one ended to be talish? Or no, you intended to cut this one, you ended cutting a different one. Ayin Gimel. If you dig a ditch in the house and you only need the dirt, but you don't need the ditch, even Rabbi Yehuda Melach Shen Tzrich L'Guf Chayev, here it's Mekalkel, and he would agree it's Pater. Ayin Dalad. What are the three conditions that you need to do Borer on Shabbos? Take the good from the bad, ochel mitoch psoles, for immediate consumption, miyad and biyad. Use your hand and not a kli. The Gemara asks, is it mutter to bake less than a shear? So Rashi says, why chatzi shear? That's from the Torah. Reish Lakish says, only midrabanan. The Chacham Tzvi says, the whole iser is only by Yisuri Achila, a whole chatzi shear is on my Yisuri Achila, and not by other Yisurim. Our Gemara sounds clearly not that way, because you see, even by baking, there's a chatzi shear. It sounds like it's against the Chacham Tzvi. There's a machlokas tanaim, when you squeeze the blood out of the chilazon fish, is it dush? Some say, ein disha ela begdulei karka. But anytime you squeeze liquid out of a salad, that is dush. Even though Rabbi Shimon admits Davashem Miskavin is usur b'psik reisha, if it's a psik reisha delo nichale, Gemara says an ayin hey, you're not chayiv. Machlokas Tosis and Arach. Psik reisha delo nichale. Tosis says it's pater aval usur. The Arach says it's mutter. And that's why Rabbi Mordechai Willig holds that by Durabanan, psik reisha delo nichale is mutter by Durabanan. So if you forgot to shunt the alarm, and the alarm light is gonna change its status. So Rabbi Willock holds you don't have to stay in the house all Shabbos. Ayin Vav, we said before, Shir Hotza is kigrogris, that's by human food. Teven straw is kamali pi para. Atza is kamali pi gamal. Amir is kamali pi tle. Grass is kamali pi gdi. They don't combine. Most we shown them hold less than the shear is asminator. The Ramban says it's midraban because it's chatzi malacha. Eighth parak, daf ayin zayin. Everything that Hashem created in this world, He did not create anything levatala. This slug heals a bee bite, and another thing heals a snake bite. But the key point is everything has a reason. Ayin ches. If you carry out liquids, it's a revius. A cloth is to write the small parish of the tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. Ink, enough to write two osios. Machlokas Tanoim, if a lova admits that a shtar was written, he just claims it was paid back, does the malva have to be mekayimit? Ayin tes. What's the minimum shear of a beged? 3x3 tefachim for Tumas Medrash. Sock, that's goat hair, is 4x4. Leather is 5x5. Reeds, a mat of reeds is 6x6. This is the minimum size shear for Tumas Medrash and Tumas Mace. And the same minimum shear for Tumah is also the minimum shear for Hotza'ah. Daf Pei. Even if you're motzi a chatzi grogeris, then you ate it, and then you took out another chatzi grogeris and ate it in Helam Echad, you're chayev. But if you took out ink to write one letter and you wrote the letter, then you took out ink to write a second letter and you wrote it, you're putter. Because at the time of the first one, the second one, the first one is gone. It's lacking in the shear because it dried up. Pei Aleph. As opposed to eating, that's what you do with eating. You eat it. That's what you do with it. Pei Aleph. You are allowed to carry rocks for the bathroom because Kavod Abrios is doche, Yisurim Darban is doche muktzah. That's why if you're sitting in the bathroom and you have toilet paper, don't rip the toilet. If you have, there's no toilet paper, no ripped toilet paper sitting in the bathroom. So you're allowed to rip the toilet paper not on the lines is an issur d'rabbanan. But to rip the toilet paper on the lines would be an issur d'oraisa. You're not allowed to do that even for Kavod Abrios. Pei Beis. Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, did not want to go to the shir of Rav Chista because he just told him about not to push too hard in the bathroom. What am I wasting my time in the shir? His father told him, what do you mean? That's the best shir to go to. They're going to protect your health. They're going to tell you not to do things healthy. Chamir sakanta meyisura. If the Rebbe's telling you to be healthy, that's great. The ninth parak is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, how do you know Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa kenida? Pasuk says, tizrim kamo davat se tomelo. Manida metame b'masa Avodah Zarah metame b'masa. Pei Gimel. A person should always be around the Beis Medrash, even for a moment. Because there were a whole bunch of years, people didn't know why Sfinas Hayarden was Tameh. And they didn't know it until Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi explained it. I don't know why it was so complicated. It's movable. You could carry it. I mean, it's Sfinas Hayarden is movable. Reish Lakish says, Divrei Torah only going to last if someone is willing to sit through a 78-minute shir for it. El Lemisha Memes Atmal and Zois HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'oel. Like the Gemara says, Megillah Yagati Matsasi. Man, were we Yageah for 5 months of Hilchah of Shabbos? So that's why it's going to stick with us. Pei Dalid. If you have a 6x6 vegetable garden, you can plant 5 different vegetables and it's not shatnez. Because they don't, if you plant it in a certain way, they're not gonna be sustained one from the other. If you have 3 tefachim separating, complicated cheshbon. Pei Hei. The laws of Kilayim were established upon the fact that the Chachamim knew how things got their yunika from the ground. We learned this from the Pasuk of Ve'elu B'nei Seir HaChori. They would smell the ground and know what plant to plant. And the Chachamim learned from them how things get their sustenance from the land. Pei Vav. Poletas Shechvaz, Sicha is Kishisiyah on Yom HaKippurim. From the Pasuk Vatavu Kamayim Bekirbo, Rabbi Akiva holds that Hashem told Klal Yisrael to stop having marital relations Wednesday morning. Even though Yisrael, Kedoshim, you're not allowed to have marital relations during the day, but But in a darkened house, the Gemara says it's mutter, and Rava says a Talmid Chacham is allowed to have relations during the day in a darkened house. You have to be careful how to apply this. The poskim don't like applying this. Tanakhama says the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. Rabbi Yossi said Zayin Sivan. Everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yossi holds Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. Rabbanan say on a Monday. Now, the Magen Avraham and the Chasam Sofer Paskin like Chachamim, and therefore we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Rabbi Yossi Lechumra as far as Poleta Shech Vazer. It's not a stira. Pei Zayin. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own and Hashem agreed with him. He added one day to Matan Torah. He separated from his wife after Matan Torah forever, even though everybody else came back. Rav Salvechik said he was married to his mission. He's married to Klal Yisrael. And he broke the Luchos. Peches. Vayisyatzvu betachtis ahar. Malami chakavala and kavish brochus ahar kigigis. Hashem suspended the mountain, said, if you accept the Torah, great. If not, I'm going to bury you. The Gemara says, we have an excuse. Ask Tysus, but they said Nasev and Ishma. No, but we're afraid when they saw the big fire, they would back out. The Tanchuma says, Torah Shebichsav, they accepted willingly. Torah Shebichsav, they had to be forced. The Meshach Chachma says, there was no mountain suspended. The experience of Mamad Asina was so strong that it was mamish as if it was so powerful to hear the word of Hashem. It was as if the mountain was suspended. Nasa v'nishma, the Gemara says, it's a secret of the Malachi Asharis. And so Rav Salvechik said it was like the Ratzon Elyon. My favorite Gemara of all time. Just kidding, I like all of them. Hane'alovim ve'enan olvin. Shomen cherpasen ve'enan mishivin. Osin me'ava. People make fun of you, don't make fun of them back. Feel badly for them. Hane'alovim ve'enan olvin. That's Peches and Shabbos. Peites. The Malachim said, how come you're giving the Torah down to Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu defended and said, hey, do you guys have parents? How could you do Kabbalah Savicha V'Asimecha? The Malachim said, Moshe, you're right. And the Malachim said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Memayan himself, and therefore the Torah is called by him. Anivus, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah because of his humility. And Hashem said, Banecha Chatu, Avram and Yaakov couldn't defend. Only Yitzchak was able to defend Klal Yisrael and said, how much does a person live anyway? Half the time he's going to the bathroom, half the time he's davening. So forgive them. Yitzchak was an Olam Haba Dika Jew. What's Olam Haza? It didn't mean that much. Daf Tzadi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you carry Mishamshe Avodah Zarah even a little bit, you're not allowed to carry them. Lo Yidbak B'yalchem U'man Achem asks Rashi, it says, Atzai Asherah, you're not Chayiv, you have to destroy them. So the Ramban says, if you're carrying the Avodah Zarah to destroy it, you're chayiv. It's a paradox. If you're carrying the Avodah Zarah to worship it, you're putter, because you have to destroy it. It's nothing. It's meaningless. But if you're carrying it to destroy it, you're chayiv. So said the Ramban. Funny Ramban. 10th Perek, Tzadi Aleph. The Mishnah said, if you carry from Mishnah to Mishnah Rabban Derech Carmelis, you're chayiv if you don't stop. Ben Isaac says, you're putter because he holds Mahalach is Ka'oimidami. Tzadi Beis. The Shechina is only Shora on a Chacham, a Gibor, an Ashir, and Baal Koma. In order to be a Navi, you got to be a Chashav Yid. Tzadi Gimel. If you're carrying bread to the Rosh Hasharabim, you're Chayev. If two people carry the bread, they're Pater. Rav Meir says you're Chayev. If one guy couldn't carry something by himself and two people carry it, they're both Chayev. Rav Shimon says you're Pater even in that case. Ze yochel ze eino yochel. The yochel is chayv because misayei ein mo mamish. Tzadi dalid. If a person carries out food less than a kashir, less than a grogeris, in a kli, you're putter even on the kli because the kli is tuffel to the food. Carrying out a dead person is machlokas Yehuda Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says malach shein tzik luguf is chayv. Reb Shimon says it's putter avalasar. You don't need the dead person outside, you just don't want him inside. Tzadi hey, a woman is not allowed to wear makeup on Shabbos because it's Soveya. The Mishnah Berurah Matavram says only a woman, not a man, because this man is not Darko B'kach. Milking a cow is Aser Mishum Mefarik, told the Dadosh, I ain't Disha Elabigdule Kaka. The Ramban and the Rashba say an animal is considered to be geduli karka because an animal eats from the ground. Funny Ramban. Perik Yud Alf, Tzadi Vav. If you throw something from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Yachid, which is a ram in the middle, Rabbi Kiva says Yechayv because Kluta Kamisha Huncha. The Chachamim say you're Pater. The Gemara says, where's Hotzar written in the Torah? Taisa says, what do you mean? It was in the Mishkan. What do you have to have a pasuk for? No, without the pasuk, you wouldn't be chayv. It's a malacha gerua. Hotzah is an av, hachnas is a tolda. If you do the av and it's tolda, you only chayv one. Rabbi Lez is mechayv a tolda b'makom av. So what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Hach tahabib mishkan chashiva is an av. If it was in the Mishkan, not chashiv, it's a tolda. A lot of girsa issues. Tzadi Zayin. Reish Lakish says, if you're choshed b'ksheirim, you're going to be punished with your body. We learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. He suspected Klal Yisrael. V'hein lo yaminu li. Hashem gave him tzaras. Less than three tvachim is lavud. Tzadi Ches. If you carry four amos in Rosh Hashanah with a roof on it, you're putter. It's not doimed of the Rosh Hashanah in the Midbar. The Briach HaTichon inside the crushing was B'nei Saya Omein. But the Brisa says no. It was through it was three separate ones. It wasn't Benes. Tzadi Tes. Borod or Shusarabim. If it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, you're not allowed to take the water out of it because you're taking from Shusarabim to Shusarabim. But if it has a wall on the side, the Bor V'chol Yos is Mitztarfen Lasara. Daf Kuf. Taking water from water. Is that a good Akira? So it's a good Akira. But if there's a nut floating in the water, it's not a good akira because it's floating. What about if you have a nut in a kli and the kli is in the water? So the Gemara says teku. And a lot of discussion about oil and water. Kuf beis. Oh, before we get to that, kuf aleph. The ocean is considered like a karmelis. So if you carry from the ocean to dry land, which is a rabbin, or to a boat, it's just a yachid, pater avalaser. So you're not allowed to carry a fish or anything from the ocean to the boat. So one opinion says just put out a little rod for a heker, because the karmelis actually starts from the floor of the ocean. The other one says no, the karmelis starts from above, so it's mamish and isser. So you got to have a whole box contraption in order to take something into the boat. Kuf beis. If you throw something for amos and then you remember that it's Shabbos, before it lands, you're putter. Because you need the Akira and the Hanacha b'shogig to be Chayv Chates. Here you were like amazed on the Hanacha. Perek HaBone. Kuf Gimel. So, if you rip grass out, if it's for food, if you're carrying grass, if it's for human consumption, certain things could be eaten by a lot of people. Then it's grogris. If you're carrying it for an animal, kamal piagdi. If you want to burn it, it's lavashel beitz akala. That's the shear of firewood. If it's just to fix the ground, it's a kolshu. Ask the Gemara, isn't it all to fix the ground? Either it's in an agam, abai says lo miskavin, it's a psikresha. It's in your friend's field. So here we have the Aruch's opinion again. Psikresha de lo nichale is mutter. Kuf Dalid. If you write two letters, you're chayev with ink or anything that lasts. But if it's fruit juice, if it's not going to last, pater avalaser. Some achronim say it's actually mutter. If you write, it's not going to last, mamish mutter. 13th parak, daf kuf hei, Rav Elezer. It's called ha'orig. If you rip a garment because you're angry or for a dead person, and mekalkal is pater avalaser. Why is Makalkal Pater? It's not Meleches Machsheves. But the Gemara says if it was your mace, then you're Chayev, because it was constructive. If it was on mace Acher, you're Pater. The Gemara had a whole discussion about how important it is to cry when an Adam Kasher dies. Kuf Vav. Kol HaMakalkal and Peturin, except for Chovel and Mavir. Chovel is either chay for shochet or mishum tzovea. Kuf Zayin, Perek Shmona Shratz in the 14th parak. we said before, all the Peturei Shabbos are Pater Aval Aser, except for three. Oh my gosh, same thing Kuv Zayin that was on Daf Gimel. Had the same thing. Oh well, we got a Chazer. Right, if you're sitting next to a house that had a deer trapped inside, and then the second person comes in, the first guy leaves, that's Pater Umutter. Similarly, trapping a snake or busting a pus pimple. Kuf Ches. You write tefillin on the or of Behema and Chaya Tahora, but you're not allowed to write tefillin on the or of a Behema or Chaya Temeah. But you are allowed to write on Nevel or Trefa of a kosher animal, because the fact that it was killed by Hashem gives it Chashivus. Kuf Tes. You're allowed to eat food for refuah as long as you're not in, as people eat this not for refuah. Kuf Yud. Poreitz Geder Yishchenu Nachash. The Gemara says, if you want to tell the story about a guy who got bitten by a snake, and the Gemara tells the story, it was really because he didn't listen to the rabbis. Kuf Yud Aleph. What's the Isser of tying on Shabbos? So you're not allowed to tie a kesher uman, which is made by an expert, or a kesher shel kayama, that's going to last. If you have one out of the two, it's patar avalaser. If you have none of them, it's mutter. So how do you tie your shoes on Shabbos? So if it's a single knot, is okay. But you should untie it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tie on Shabbos something that's going to last a whole week. Bows are okay. Kuf Yud Beis. A kesha that's going to last forever is Asmi Deraisa. A kesha that's going to last a week is Patar V'Lasser. Like the Na'alayim of Talmidei Chachamim. Bnei Mechuza would be Mater every day, so it would Mutter. That's what Rashi says. Riff and the Rambam say you're only Chai Midaraisa if it's going to last forever, and it's also a kesher shel uman. Kuf Yud Gimel. You're not allowed to make a bed on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos because that is hachana. Kuf, v'chibadito, still on Kuf Yud Gimel. Shelo yehi malbushcha b'Shabbos kemalbushcha b'chol. Right? V'chibadito, covered Shabbos, you have to have different clothing. Why is it covered Shabbos? Because it's Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing that which honored him. You're not supposed to walk on Shabbos like during the week. You're not allowed to walk a psia b'gasa. Even during a weekday, you're not supposed to walk a psia b'gasa. It takes away 1/500th of your sight, and they give it back to you if you drink from Kiddush. Kuf Yud Dalet. What's a Talmud Chacham? Someone they ask you halach from anywhere, and you could say it. That's to be appointed as rabbi. For one mesechta, that's for your town. But if they can ask you any mesechta, then you can be a Rosh Yeshiva. To be a principal of a high school, you don't have to know. You don't have to know from every mesechta. Perek Kol Kisvei is the 16th perek. Kuf Tes Vav. The Gemara says you're not allowed to read the Ksuvim on Shabbos because people get so wrapped up in reading the exciting stories of the Ksuvim, they wouldn't go to the rabbi's drasha. They wouldn't learn the halacha. And all Kisvei Kodesh, even in translation, require Geniza. Kuf Tes Zayin. Rav Shim Gamliel says the Parsha of Ahibin Saharon has the backwards nuns to say that it's not the proper place. But in the future, it's going to be written in this proper place. Why is it here to be Mafsik Bain Puranus LePuranus? Rebbe holds, it's not because of this reason, it's because it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. Pasuk in Mishlei says there were 7 Svarim. Rav Soloveitchik said that Klal Yisrael were on their way into Eretz Yisrael, but in the future, this Sefer is going to be written in its entirety when Mashiach comes. Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says the tick of the tefillin is a basis l'davar ha'aser. That seems to say that it's mutter. I'm sorry. The Gemara calls the tick of the tefillin basis l'davar ha'mutter. Sounds like you're allowed to carry the tefillin on Shabbos. That's the way we paskin. The Taz holds it's usher to be metaltal tefillin on Shabbos because you're not allowed to wear them. So you have to have a different shot in the Gemara. You have to have lecha mishnah. We learned that out from the Mun. Person's obligated to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. Rabbi Chitka said 4 meals. We paskin 3. Kuf Yud Ches. The Ran quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that women are obligated in Shal Shudas because kol sheyeshno b'shomer yeshno b'zachar. The Ran has a different reason. Afein hayu ba'os ha'hanes. You could argue on either of these reasons. That's why some women aren't makban on Shal Shudas, because you could say afein hayu ba'os ha'hanes only applies by persume nisa, and you could say kol sheyeshno b'shomer yeshno b'zachar only applies by kiddush. Anyone who is mekayim gimel sudas on Shabbos gets saved from 3 punishments. Chevlo shel Mashiach, the din of Gehenim, and Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says, name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, if Klal Yisrael would observe 2 Shabbosos, they would be redeemed right away. Kuf Yud Tes. What a daf Kuf Yud Tes was. 2 malachim accompany every person on Friday night. If everything's good, they say Yehi Ratzon should be for Shabbos Haba. All the Amoraim would prepare for Shabbos on their own. Says the Netziv, it's a Hechsha Mitzah Ksuva Bakra Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. The story with Yosef Moker Shabbos, he would always respect Shabbos and became rich because he respected Shabbos. Kuf. Anyone who answers Amin Yishmei Rabba B'chol Kocho, they rip up all his negative Gzaradinim. Kuf Chaf. In a fire, you could tell other people, come and save. Not only your food, they could also save Mazen Gimel Sudos. Even though you're not allowed to make something Hefker on Shabbos, here the Hefker happened by itself with the fire. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Tosfos writes, Amir La'akam is an Isser D'Rabbanan, and therefore it's Usser even by an Isser D'Rabbanan. Graf Shel Re'i, you're allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos. Special dispensation, though it's Muktzah. Graf Shel Re'i, you're allowed to remove on Shabbos. Kuf Chaf Beis. If a Nachri turns on a light for himself, a Jew can benefit. But if the guy turned on a light for a Jew, the Jew is not allowed to benefit until after Shabbos. Even for a Yisrael Acher, even a different Yisrael, Tosa says not allowed to benefit. Now, that's not the same thing as a guy who extinguished a light. That's not direct Hana. So it's also to benefit from the lighting of a night light of a candle, but if a guy turns off a light, you are allowed to benefit from that. Tosa says, the reason why Hana from Malach of an Akam is Usser, we're afraid you can come to tell him to do it. 17th Parakala Caleb. The Gemara says, the reason it's a Mukta is that you're going to come to carry it in Shasarabim. We pointed out already, the Rambam says 3 other reasons. Kuf, Chaf, Gimel. Tiltel Minatzad is tiltal. Davar Mukta, the Chavit Shal Heter, I'm sorry. Tiltal Minatzad means being metaltal something via something else, and that's mutter. And therefore, something buried in the Tevin, we hold that you're allowed to stick something in and move the Tevin away. Tiltal Minatzad is mutter. Kuf Chaf Dalet. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to carry a katan or sefer Torah or tefillin in a Rosh Hashanah on Yontif. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. Mitoch shehutcher letzorech, you're allowed to carry hutcher shelo letzorech. Kuf chaf hey. Rabbi Eliezer says the pekaka chalon, if it's tied to the chalon and it's off the ground, you're allowed to put it in there. It's not considered to be adding on to an oil on Shabbos. But if not, you're not allowed to put it in. It's adding on to an oil. The Chachamim say either way, you're allowed to add it on. It's not a problem. Kuf Chavav. The Gemara says, Maiser Rav. Right? If you have a machlokas and you have a story where they actually paskin a certain way, that's a raya that that's the way we follow. Kuf Chav Zayin, the 18th Perek. We talked a lot about Hachnosis Orchim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Gedola Hachnosis Orchim. Even more than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. six things Adam Ochel Perisei Malom Hazeh, and they last in Olam Abba. Hachnasas Archem Bikur Cholim Iyun Tefila Shkames Vesa Midrash Megad the Bottom of Talmud Torah, and you judge your friend Lekav Sechus. In Kedushin, there's a dispute if there's Schar Mitzvah in this world. Our Gemara implies that there is, but another Tana holds that there isn't, because you can't compare this world to the next world. Kuf Chav Ches Machlokas Yehuda Reb Shimon. Right, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether yesh schita b'seir or ain schita b'seir. Kuf chaf tes. All the needs of a cholish ain bo sakana, you're allowed to tell a guy to do on Shabbos. Rashi holds, even a cholish yesh bo sakana, it's better to tell a guy to do it if it's possible. What's a cholish ain bo sakana? If you are in bed. Kuf lamed. The 19th parak, Rabbi Eliezer holds even machshirei milah docha Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos, even in public lechibuvei mitzvah. Asks Tosfos, why don't you bring the baby to the knife? Chai no seyas atzmo. Tosfos says you're gonna have to carry the baby twice. So and once the baby's sick, you don't say chai no seyas atzmo. Some say it's just better to do it quicker. Kuf lamed aleph. The Tanaim of Machlokis, Gzeira Shava. One opinion says if it's got to be open on both sides, you can't ask kashas. But on one side, you can ask kashas. The other opinion says even if it's a mufna mitzad echad, you could ask kashas. Kuf lamed beis. Mila pushes away the Isser Tsaras. If you have a Beharis on the Mila, asay dochalos asay. But if Tsaras is an asay and a los asay, we would not say in asay dochalos asay vasay. Kuf lamed gimel. We follow Rabbi Akiva that a malacha that you could have done Erev Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. If you couldn't do it Erev Shabbos, it is Docha Shabbos. That's against Rabbi Eliezer. Right, I meant to say this one. The Gemara says, if a guy's doing a bris mila, while he's doing the mila, he could go back and cut away the tzitz and ha-ma'akfin and samila and the tzitz and she'ain ma'akfin. Rashi says it's Shabbos, because during the week, obviously. But the Rambam says, no, even during the week, because Hiddur Mitzvah has to be part of the original Mitzvah. It's Rav Velvel's Chiddush. Kuf Lamed Dalid, you're not allowed to strain the mustard on Yontif, but you are allowed to put an egg through the strainer for to get the yellow. The Gemara says it's you can't do it with the mustard because it looks like Borer. But by the egg, it doesn't look like Borer. Others say that both part of the egg, it's all one egg, so it's not a problem of borer. Kuf lamed hey, machlokas beishai beis hillel. If a ger converts when he already had a bris mila, does he need a tavas dam bris or not? And a C-section, you're not allowed to violate Shabbos for. You're not allowed to violate Shabbos for a C-section. Yotzei dofen, ein machal on a love of such. Meaning you can't give a bris mila, that's what I meant to say. You can't give a bris mila to a baby that had a C-section on Shabbos. Kuf lamed vav. Even though every baby less than 30 days old is a suffolk nafel, nevertheless, you're allowed to give it a bris on Shabbos in Manavshach. If it's going to live, so then it's a good bris. If it's going to die, then it's not really a violation of any Avera. Kuf lamed zayin. Katan born ben ashmashos of Friday or of Motzei Shabbos, you can't give him bris on Shabbos because a suffolk mila is not doche es a Shabbos. Toysis Menas Aviyah Ben says the Aviyah Ben makes the Hakniso first, so it should be over Lasiyasim. But Rabbeinu Tam says no. You only have to make it over Lasiyasim if the guy doing the mitzvah makes the bracha. But the father is not doing the mitzvah, he can make the bracha afterwards. The Meiri adds that the father shouldn't make the bracha. Maybe the mole won't do the bris. So you make it after the Mila. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Lachnisa is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shevach Voda. Thank you Hashem for letting me bring him into the bris, so therefore it's done afterwards. Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara implies, like Tosis and Marit Katan, that a person doesn't get Malkus or killed unless you warn him for which Isser it is. The Rambam says just warn him that it's Usser, but Tosis sounds like you got to tell him which Malacha it is. Making a curtain is mutter on Shabbos. Oil is only usher on top, not on the side. Kuf lamed tes. In the merit of Aaron having veracha besamach libelibo, Aaron was zochet to the choshen mishpat alibo. Kuf mem. Rashi implies that even two types of foods, there's a problem of borer. The Achronim say there's even borer by non-foods. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Kuf mem aleph. You're allowed to carry a stone on top of a tinok, because chai is no se es atzmo. Tosis says there was no. Why is chai no se es atzmo? Why is no use of carrying a chai? Because they didn't carry any of that in the Mishkan. And the evidence would be Tiltel ben Atzad. 21st parak kuf mem beis. Rava holds if you carry a live baby and he has a wallet around his neck, even though you're exempt on the baby, because chai no se es atzmo, you chayev on the wallet. Kuf mem gimel. Squeezing fruit for the fruit juice is a told of dush, and therefore if the juice comes out on its own, it's a gzeira sheva yischot. But it's mutter to squeeze a fruit into a food, into a salad, it's mutter. So you're allowed to squeeze lemon into salad, or squeeze lemon into a food, onto the fish. But you're not allowed to squeeze lemon into your tea. That's dush. Kuf mem dalid, if oil oozed out of olives or wine oozed out of grapes on their own, it's usur. We have a gzeira shema yischot. Kuf mem hay, something cooked erev Shabbos, ein bishel achar bishel. Sman Rabbeinu Yeruchim Tur in the Rush say yesh bishel achar bishel belach. Ramam Rashba ran right ein bishel achar bishel even bedavar lach. So heating up chicken soup, some say it's a problem. Yesh bishel achar bishel. Kuf mem vav. You are allowed to break the barrel, but you shouldn't intend to make a kli. So that's why opening up tuna fish cans, some people say you should first make a hole in it. Or opening up a soda bottle, soda can, you should make a hole in it first. Because you can't make a kli. Kuf mem zayin. If you shake the hamanar talisa, if you shake the dust off your suit, you're chayev chatas. Tosfos says only if there was liquid. But Rashi sounds like no. It's an Issa Doraisa. 23rd Perek, Kuf Mem Ches. The din of Mutav Shishogin Velo Mezidin is Shaykh even by Issa Doraisa, like Tosefus Yom Kippur. According to the Rash, it's only something that's not explicit in the Pasuk. Can you say Mutav Shishogin? But if it's explicit in the Pasuk, come on, everybody knows that. That's Mezid. Kuf Mem Tes. Rabbah says you're not allowed to read by a light of a candle. We're afraid you'll adjust it. Even if it's a few stories up, you can't even reach it. Kuf Nun. It's mutter to think divrei Torah everywhere except for the bathroom. A person is not allowed to do his own work before he makes Havdalah. And if you did Havdalah in the Tefillah, he still has to be Havdalah Kos. But in Eretz Yisrael, they said, once you see Amadim in Kodesh L'chol, you're allowed to do Malacha. Kuf Nun Aleph. Rav Yehuda said, "Name of Shmuel, a person's allowed to say, I'll wash your fruit that's in my tchum if you wash my fruit that's in your tchum." We learn from this that someone who already was Mekabel Shabbos is allowed to ask somebody who was not Mekabel Shabbos to do malacha for him. No problem. Kuf Nun Beis. Tamidi Chachamim, the older they get, the wiser they get. B'yishishim Chachma. A mace that has nobody to be Menachemim, 10 people should go there and be Menachemim. Kuf Nun Gimel, the 24th and final perek. Someone who it's getting dark first, he gives his wallet to a guy. Special dispensation because they were afraid you're going to violate Shabbos for money. If you don't have a guy, put it on an animal. If you don't have an animal, so you can carry it pachos pachos midalad amos. Kuf Nun Dalad. Machlokes Tanoim and Bava Metzia, if Tsar Baalei Chaim is Doraisa or Drabanan. Kuf Nun Hey, the side of an animal you're not allowed to use, but Stadet Stadim you are allowed to use. Kuf Nun Vav, Rabbi Chanina says, your mazel decides whether you're going to be smart, your mazel decides whether you're going to be rich, and Yesh Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chas V'Shalom, Ein Mazel Yisrael. What do you mean? Your Maisim decide whether you're going to have a good life or not. Asks Tosfos. Gemara Ma'ariv Katan says, Bane Chayim Mizone. Children, health, and food is B'mazel Atalia. The answer with a Zuchus Gadol, you could change the mazel. Some say a Yachid has mazel, but Klai Yisrael doesn't have mazel. Like Hashem said, Avraham Avinu, Tzei Mi'etzadinu Shalcha, Ein Mazel Yisrael. And finally, Kuf Nun Zayin, I'm sorry I went over by 7 minutes. Kuf Nun Zayin, Beis Hillel says, Magbiyin Me'al HaShulchan Atzamosu Klipin, you're allowed to remove the bones and the shells. Beis Shammai says, no, you pick up the whole thing and shake them off. This is a Stam Mishnah, K'Rebbe Shimon, who does not hold of Muktzah, because Beis Hillel holds, right, where they flip it around. Stam Mishnah, like Reb Shimon, the Atzamos are Ruy and Lamachal Behema, even though at the beginning of Shabbos they're Ruy Lamachal Adam, but now they're Ruy Lamachal Behema. So Beis Hillel holds that there's no Muktzah, and this is a Stam Mishnah that supports Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of Muktzah. That's why we hold you're allowed to remove the bones and stuff from the table. Hadron Alach, Masechta Shabbos, Uslik Alach, Masechta Shabbos. Everyone's invited to the Siyam at my house, Shalosh Shittos, in my backyard, socially distant Siyam. Everybody's welcome to come. We'll have good food. Thank you to all the sponsors. A lot of people sponsoring the Shalosh Shittos. Thank you for listening to the Shir. And Bez Hashem, we hope to continue with Erevin. We're ready on Daf Hey tomorrow. Still got to prepare that Shir at some point. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Let's finish Shas together. Rabbi said we can all do it. If we got through Shabbos, we got through Brachos, we could finish Shas together.